Ladies and gentlemen, the Michael Oldroyd Comedy Podcast is brought to you by Droid Entertainment. It is an independently produced show, and if you enjoy it, please subscribe. Feel free to write a review of the podcast on whatever platform you use to ingest podcasts, whether it's iTunes, Blueberry,
Spotify,
whatever it is. And if you already subscribe and you've already written a review and you still want to further support the cause, please consider becoming a sponsor through Patreon. If you go to patreon.com, you can check out our page. It's at www.patreon.com/thedroid. THEDROYD. And if you make a donation, then we will give you a shout out in a future episode of the podcast. And if you've done all of these things and you still want to help, then go ahead and just send me some nudes. All right?
Send me money, send me nudes. Don't be a Jew, don't be a prude. Send me money, send me nudes. Don't be a Jew, don't be a prude.
Yeah, I'm actually part Jewish. Now, enjoy today's episode.
As hilarious as that music may sound, it is not how I want to kick off my podcast.
Welcome to the Michael Oldroyd Comedy Podcast. It's going to be so much fun where he makes humor of himself and the many things in New York City. Oh, and by the way, this is not the voice of Bruno.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy new year to ya. Okay, I know I'm a little bit late. I apologize. I'm late to the party. Okay, I'm about 10 days late. I apologize.
Did you guys miss me? Did you miss Meek? That's one of my nicknames, Meek. That's what an ex-girlfriend used to call me. I have a handful of nicknames that ex-girlfriends used to call me. But you know what? I think that's a little too personal for you. I shared Meek, and I think that's enough for now. Are you greedy or what? Settle down and be appreciative for what I just gave you. So, Meek is one of my nickname brays, and hopefully you guys are excited that Meek is at the party now. And yeah, it's been since before Christmas that I did an episode. I apologize. I know I talked about maybe doing an episode the week after I did one, which was like the 20th or something of December was my last episode, right around there, right? The Sunday before Christmas. And here we are, the new year hath happened. We're into 2020. January 6th is behind us. 2020 is behind us. 2020 is hindsight. Am I right? They always say hindsight is 2020, but let me tell you something. 2020 is hindsight. All right? And thank Zeus. Am I right? Golly. You know what really pisses me off is when I see these people trying to be, like, funny on social media right now, and they're saying dumb things like, 2021 is just, like, a repeat of 2020 already. You know, great start to the year. It's like, shut up. All right? Shut your fucking trap. Hey, Coco, you shut up, too. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go stop her. I apologize. Well, it looks like my mom might have stopped her. I appreciate you shutting your trap, Coco. All right. Yeah, it's like, be more positive, right? I know that we had a rough couple days, or at least a really rough day. Probably the darkest day in modern history last week on Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. But guess what? It's behind us. And I think that it was the low point in our modern history. And I think that we're all going to find out that everything's going to be downhill from here. I think that that was, not that low point and downhill go together, because low point would mean that we're going to go up from here, which if you're using a low point metaphor, then it can only go uphill. But if you want to talk about difficulty, like it's getting more and more like an uphill climb, we have reached the high point in difficulty, which means that we're going to be coasting down on our Huffy bikes. I used Huffy because that's the type of bike I had growing up. It was a mountain bike. Anyway, yeah, Happy New Year. I hope you guys are off to a good start. I think that I think things are only going to get better, not just because that was the low point, but the vaccines are hopefully going to be kicking in. And let's not get too political here, right? So I'm not going to get into any other reasons beyond that, because we're going to keep it nice and friendly and warm here. And we're not going to create any divides, and we're all friends. And I just want to give you a hug, right? Just like the counselor in the new Cobra Kai season 3. I don't know if you guys have been watching it, but there's a school counselor that, you know, her policy is for everyone to be friends and give hugs, which everyone wanted to smack her, I think. So I apologize if you want to smack me for saying that. Nevertheless, I'm refraining from talking about politics. It's so difficult, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's literally the most relevant thing in the world right now, politics and coronavirus. But you know what? Let's keep it light, huh? Let's talk about some advice from a doctor that I heard, to be fun and educational, about, because we're talking about what's going on in the world, and I learned something about how to prevent and delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease. So I think this is positive, right? Very simple stuff, guys. Three pieces of advice that I took away. Eat more berries, right? Eat more berries. Kind of helps maintain your brain health. Exercise naturally, right, is one. And then good conversations and meaningful conversations with people that you care about, right? So you can kill two birds with one stone, they said, and go on a walk with a friend and have a great conversation. You know, and now's a great time to go outdoors for a hike, right? It's safe to go out for walks or hikes. And as I get older, my motivation for going to places like Wheelhouse with 500 people not wearing masks is not as appealing as it used to be when I was a kid. And for those that don't live in St. Louis, you won't get the Wheelhouse reference, but just know it's basically like a college bar for kids that just graduated from college in St. Louis. And I saw about 500 people in there on my birthday not wearing masks, and it was insane. It was literally one of the most unbelievable. I was the only person wearing a mask, and I think I probably talked about that on my birthday episode. Let's keep things interesting by varying the sounds every once in a while, right? Ding, ding, dong. All right. Anywho, yeah, so berries, exercise, meaningful conversations, and why not throw a few crossword puzzles in there, huh? I actually did a crossword puzzle recently out of boredom, and it was fun, you know? It was a good time, all right? So yeah, hopefully you guys had a good holidays. Hopefully you guys had a good holidays. I don't know why I'm stumbling over my words. I'm not nervous at all. New Year's, I didn't talk anything. I talked a lot about Christmas. Hopefully you had a good Kwanzaa. Hopefully you had a good Chanukah. And any other celebrations that took place for thee. And New Year's was cool. I stayed in. I didn't do Jack. She. Jack is a nickname for John. I don't know if you guys knew that. So I didn't do John shit on New Year's. I stayed here at home and watched a little bit of the different New Year's Times Square whatevers. You know, one had Carson Daly. Right? He used to be the host of TRL back when it was cool, and he had black fingernails. Do you guys remember that? I remember thinking Carson Daly was a cool guy. I don't have any problem with him. I still think he's a cool guy. But back when I thought TRL was at its greatest, probably because I was in middle school at the time. But from a universal perspective, who knows if TRL was coolest back then, right? It's all from your own frame of reference. Back in the 90s, there was when I was late 90s, right? It was when I 90s alternative music, good stuff. All right, you like how I'm bouncing around from topic to topic, just stream of consciousness nonsense? I wouldn't say it's nonsense. I actually think it's these are legit thoughts. But what else, guys? We talked about the crossword puzzles. New Year's Eve, Anderson Cooper was there. And the guy that he hosted New Year's Eve with, who's a straight male and has a wife, I think he's gayer than Anderson Cooper. Like, on that show, I think if one of them was attracted to the other person, I think that the straight married dude, I don't even know his name, looked like he was flirting with Anderson Cooper. So, isn't life interesting, guys? I gave my dog a New Year's kiss. She turned her head away from me, but I forced her to kiss me, you know, because I'm such a nice guy. I got a little kiss, kind of like, I don't know if it was exactly as the ball dropped or what, but I tried. You know, I tried to force a kiss from my canine. And she, you know, my dog Coco, as you heard her a minute ago when she barked and said hi and interrupted my podcast so kindly, you know. She does rule this household. She is the queen of the house, and she does the opposite of everything I ever ask of her. Like every single one of my girlfriends in the past, you know, I say, hey, you want to go to bed now? She'll look at me and just get up and walk away. You know, it's just kind of how it is, and I'm used to it. I'm used to it from the females, you know. Gotta have a little bit of bacon if you wanna, you know what I mean? Alright. Hey-yo. That's a money joke. That's a double meaning, alright? Alright, just kidding. If bacon is the only reason that, that you can chum, if that's the only way to chum the waters, one, you're kind of pathetic. You're one pathetic loser. And two, maybe you're not attracting the right type of female. Alright, I want a dog that'll beat her with me whether I feed him or not, huh? Alright. Not to compare women to dogs. I'm just saying in that way they're the same. In that way. Alright? Men are dogs too. In fact, women say that all men are dogs. And when I hear that, I actually take it as a compliment because all dogs go to heaven. So there you have it, guys. We're all equal here. We're on a level playing field. I love dogs. Anywho. Yeah. What am I trying to say? I'm completely at a loss for words, but I'm feeling good, and I haven't had any alcohol or anything. I'm clean as a whistle, and I'm just here watching the podcast thing show me as my voice creates. You can visually see the audio in GarageBand. Not to give away all my secrets, but I don't use anything fancy, just a simple old Apple GarageBand. And I'm not recording in a garage, and there is no band. I am in my mother's art room, and it really attracts the females when they ask me where I reside right now. When I say I reside at home with my parents, I always have to scream as they're walking away and say, don't worry, it's just temporary. I was living in New York right before this in the coolest place ever, but it's just temporary. You know, and then they kind of turn their head and say, what do you mean? It's like my chance to clarify, you know. It's like, well, you know, it's not that I don't have any money. It's just, you know, the coronavirus, I want to make sure I'm safe, you know. And then, you know, every once in a while I'll salvage a situation, and every once in a while, yeah, they're not interested. But guess what? Who cares? Doesn't matter. We're in coronavirus right now. Not like we can do anything anyway. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a personal choice, really. Some people, I think there are people out there that still think the coronavirus is a hoax. So, you know, what have you. We live in a unique time, right? Nevertheless, though, is there anything else to talk about on New Year's? Woke up on New Year's Day morning to a winter wonderland. So we didn't get, it wasn't even a snow, it was literally like ice rain that froze outside, and it looked like a winter wonderland out there. And it was a really unique and cool way to start the new year, because I feel like precipitation is always a good omen. And it was an unexpected and awesome, beautiful winter wonderland. And we had that for a few days before it melted. And when the ice melted, so did my boner. I was really excited for the ice. And when it went away, I thought, all right, time to get flaccid again and just kind of do the damn thing. But no, I'm excited about the new year. I'm very excited. I think that the worst is behind us, believe it or not. I thought that the you know, they say like Wednesday is hump day. So I guess if there was a month, they would say July is like hump month. The hardest, you know, the camel hump there, the hardest day or month of the year, which is not a thing. I've never heard anyone say hump month, but Wednesday is hump day, right? People trying to get through the work week. And if there was a hump day to the year or hump time to the year, I would say it's behind us. That's a hypothesis. And I hope I'm right. I think I'm right. And I'm just going to go ahead and knock on a little bit of wood right there. And we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving forward, right? So how do I not talk about politics or COVID, huh? I don't know if that's possible, all right? Yeah, I think we all know what happened on January 6th, so there's no reason to recap that. Yeah, I don't, tough stuff here. How do you avoid the elephant in the room? Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The elephants are in the national championship tomorrow. By the elephants, I'm talking about the Alabama Roll Tide is in the national championship college football game tomorrow, Monday night, January 11th, 2021. Nick Saban is doing it once again. I don't know how this guy is able to pull this off every year, but he's got something. We'll give him that. He's definitely he's figured out his niche and he's got his groove, son. He's got his groove. He's got a system that works, and I'd like to see a page in his book, right? So I can take a page out of his book and go from there. I don't know what that means. I'm not an aspiring college football coach, so and not that that can't happen. In fact, it could very well happen. In fact, some of my friends encourage me to consider coaching. They think that I would be a great coach. So, you know, time will tell. Time William tell if I'll ever get into coaching. I think if I have a kid, I can't not be a coach if I have a son who desires to play sports. I'm not gonna. Well, I can't really coach baseball because I never played. But if he desires to play football, I'll assist him. I'll be an assistant coach. No, maybe I'll be the head coach. Who knows? Right? Maybe I'll be the fellatio coach, right? That sounds disgusting, actually. Delete that from the podcast because that is not... I did not mean that how it came out. I was making a comparison between head and fellatio, and I realized after the fact that that would be inappropriate when I'm talking about Little League. So let's put it this way. I will only be a fellatio coach with adult females, right? That's the only time I'll ever be participating in a coaching session on fellatio. So let's just make that real clear. All right. And I've got a little bit of experience in that. I got a little bit of experience in that realm. All right. So, you know, call me sensei. All right. Yeah. So we didn't talk about politics. We're doing a good job. We're staying on track. Let's talk about the NFL for a second for all the people out there that don't give a shit about football. Am I right? If you want to see a tweet storm of mine, feel free to check out my Twitter from yesterday. I tweeted a lot of ridiculous things. I just tweet impulsively, a lot like Trump. Okay, stay away from politics, Mike, who is no longer on Twitter. So if I keep doing what I'm doing, perhaps I'll get kicked off. Am I right? But yeah, I had a fun time tweeting about the whole wild card playoffs yesterday, making silly whatnots. You know what? I don't know if the tweets were good or not. I really have no idea. I just kind of tweet from the gut. You know what I mean? I don't have anybody check it for... I'm getting nervous by the parallels between myself and Trump. And these particular parallels are true. I don't have anyone look at my tweets first. In fact, I should. Every once in a while, my friends will send me a message and correct me and let me know that I misspelled a word or pluralized something that I shouldn't have. But that's what friends are for, right, Tyler Schaffring? I appreciate it. If you're there, hope you had a great time, a great weekend, and, you know, when are we going to hang out, bruh? All right? Anyway, yeah, so that's the NFL. It's the wild card weekend. We had 6 games, which I thought we only had 4 games during the wild card playoffs. So I'm a little bit flabbergasted by that, to be completely honest. I'd like to know. I haven't done the math myself, but it just doesn't seem to add up to me. In fact, the Browns and the Steelers are playing right now. It's the last game of the 6 for the weekend, and instead of watching it, I'm recording this podcast. So that's where we are in the world right now. I'd like to know why OBJ isn't playing, but anybody know? Maybe just text me. Did he get hurt? I know I could Google that, but feel free to email me at laugh@michaeloldroyd.com because... sometimes I'm just a little too lazy to do my own work, right? So yeah, that's a little bit about that. Who you guys pulling for in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't care. I do love football, but who gives a shiest when I'm not playing football anymore? You know what I mean? I don't know why I just did a Joker laugh there, but yeah, I don't play football anymore, so I don't care as much. When other people play fantasy football, they keep me in the loop with some of the players. I should watch more highlights, but I still like having the TV on sometimes when football is being played. So a part of my soul is always connected to it. In fact, I fight against the Voldemort type thing, but for some reason I ever had Horcruxes. One of my Horcruxes would either be a football or the game of football or a football stadium. Perhaps the Eureka High School football field is one of my Horcruxes, or would be, right? If you guys don't watch Harry Potter or haven't seen it or aren't aware, then you probably don't know what in the heaven I'm talking about. But nevertheless, what I'm trying to say is I'll always be attached to the game. In fact, I still have dreams, you know, there's no rhyme or reason, but I still have dreams about football, and they're pretty real, you know. I mean, it's me playing football in various ages of my life and different scenarios, and different teammates that I've had in the past, and, you know, just a nice jumble of football stuff. And then I wake up in this big emo, right? I'll wake up feeling all emo about football and crying and missing it because I love playing football so much, right? So yeah, it's an interesting thing. Are the Battle Hawks coming back? Because I'd like to try out, huh? I'm completely out of shape. My body fat is probably about 25% right now, when it was less than 5% when I was playing, and I got a nice gut right now, which I like because it means that I got a little blubber to live off if I have to. But I have started the new year off with a couple exercises, right? But nothing crazy. I took a nice picture of myself right at the beginning of the year with my nice gut, just to show the beginning, because we're gonna do an after later when I get back in shape. So I got a nice ugly belly for you. One ab. I don't have six abs anymore. I have one giant ab, and it's a good starting point, right? So if you guys want to check it out, then you can't. All right, not until the afters there, so I can say before and after. In fact, I could always say before and after and show before being my college body and now my one ab. But you know what? I hear dad bods are more attractive to women as you get older. So I'm happy with that. In fact, I feel like when I was 22 years old, I thought I had to be, maybe this happens to all of us, but you think you got to be like really cut and whatever. It's funny because like the people in the gym that are the most ripped are usually the most unconfident, you know, because it's like what inspires them to sculpt their bodies. The people that don't give a shit and are the most confident are usually the ones that aren't in shape. So that's usually why you see fat, bald dudes with some of the most attractive women, which is a complete generalization and stereotype. So don't hold me accountable to saying that. I'm just giving you some generalities here, right? I'm going to get some kind of a tweet from someone that says that was racist. But that's not the definition of racism, just so you know. However, maybe speaking in generalities can lead to some sort of a prejudice or stereotyping that can lead to racism. But we're far from that here. We're going to distance ourselves from that. We're going to keep moving forward, even though we've honestly talked about nothing on this podcast. If you really think about just what have I even talked about on this podcast so far? Like, can you even think about something that I've talked about? I think that you're feeling good right now and you're like, this is easy listening, but you don't know what the hell I'm thinking. You're just going along with it like, hey, kind of like all of Trump's supporters. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's move forward. I love you. Don't hate me for saying that. I want everyone to, give me a hug. I'd like to hug you back. We're just having a good time. We're not going to talk about politics. We've talked about football. There's not really much left to talk about. Oh, I got invited to go to the Chiefs game next weekend for the divisional playoff game. I'd have to look up who they're actually going to play now. It might be the Ravens or the Buffalo Bills. I'm not sure. The Buffalo Williams, if you will, right? But I have to pay for the ticket. It's $500, so I don't know. I mean, it's a cool thing, but do I really? I mean, I've been, you know, I mean, come on, let's be honest. I'm not raking in the money right now, doing nothing, no comedy and being unemployed living in my parents' house, you know, where I can just bust out five bills like that. That's not a Buffalo Bills joke. It's a $100 bills statement, not a joke. But yeah, maybe I'll go. Who cares, right? YOLO, right? Huh? YOLO? I don't know. I think YOLO is a presumptuous statement. You only live once. I mean, do you really know whether or not you live once? I mean, I don't know if you really know. Okay, because I don't know. All right. Great stuff, Mike. This is a great quality podcast where you continue to talk about nothing. All right. Have you watched any good things in entertainment lately? Soul, right? That's a big one on Disney Plus. I watched it. I fell asleep. Woke up again, fell asleep again. But I thought it was pretty cool. Speaking about YOLO and not knowing what happens, Soul discusses the afterlife as well as life in a Pixar animated movie. And in some crazy way, it actually struck a nerve with me because both my dad and I are artists, right? And artists are unique in the way that we see the world differently in performance and all these things. So it was weird to see because my dad's a jazz musician and he moved to L.A. When he was young to pursue jazz and all that. And, you know, I moved to L.A. and New York pursuing comedy. So there's a big parallel. Jazz clubs and comedy clubs are very similar, especially in New York. We're going to have to check out Soul together, you know, my pops and I, and I don't know, I'm curious to see what he thinks, because I'm going to watch it again, is what I'm saying, with my papa and my moms, and hopefully, yeah, it's a good movie. I think that the takeaway from the movie, my takeaway was that, you know, if you're always looking forward to something, like me looking forward to being on The Tonight Show or hosting Saturday Night Live, that you can miss out on all the beauty and the gift of life itself, which is the now, right? The now and seeing the little things and appreciating the little things, like a little thing falling from a tree, right? Your life's existence doesn't need to be making it as a jazz musician or making it as a comedian. In fact, I don't know. I mean, I might just, you know, settle down, make a family and get a farm here. So I don't even know if I... if I'm supposed to do comedy, I'll keep doing it. Otherwise, I won't, you know, and frankly, I don't even know what the answer to that question is. All I know is I appreciate life, so I think I got my bases covered. I don't care if I'm not famous or famous, you know what I mean, as long as I'm just doing me, son, and I've got the people in my life that I care about, and as long as I get, like, 5 million downloads on my podcast. No, I honestly, if zero people downloaded this podcast, I'd be sad, you know what I mean, But I would just probably stop doing... maybe I'd keep doing them, because I do enjoy it. I would just stop looking at whether or not people were listening, because I would just pretend that people are still listening, and I would just enjoy speaking into the ether, assuming that there's people listening, if that makes sense. Probably like what Trump's going to be doing soon. Gosh, Mike, stay away from politics. What is your deal? All right. Soul. That's the recap on Soul. So, pretty cool stuff. Pretty good times. Me and my dad went to a couple jazz shows when he came to visit me at various times in New York. That was fun. Cool times. Move on to the next topic. Have you guys seen Cobra Kai? I mentioned it a little bit. Season 3 is underway in the old droid household. And somehow my mom and dad are addicted to the show as I am now. We watched several episodes tonight. It was awesome. He goes to Japan. Japan is awesome. It's one of my favorite countries. In fact, the most downloaded podcast, the most listened, I have the United States, obviously, by far, is my number one base of listeners. My base, right? And Japan is second place out of all the countries as far as listens go. So, what's up, Japan? How we doing? Arigato for the listens and the downloads. I hope you guys are doing well. Arigato is the only Japanese that I speak at the moment. It means thank you, and I'm going to learn more. I'm going to learn more because Japan is awesome, and Cobra Kai is an awesome show. I highly recommend it, and I don't want to give anything away, so I don't think I can, but I still want... you know, Danny LaRusso's daughter to give Miguel head. Hoping that will happen. I'm rooting for him. I'd like to see that scene as well, if I can. No pressure, you know, to the producers, but I'd like to see that. One of the guys on the show, I know him. I forget his name. Brett Ernst. Yeah, I met him in L.A. If you asked him if he knows Mike Oldroyd, he'd probably say no. But, you know, it's okay. We met one or two times. No big deal. I think he's friends with someone that does know me, Patrick Garrity, if I'm not mistaken. Him and Patrick are friends. I forget. Brett Ernst was always at the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store. He's been pursuing comedy for a while. He was like 40 when I was in LA, so he's like 50 now. He looks pretty good for 50 in that show, but I guess you gotta wait till you're 50 to make it. I don't know. Let's ask the creators of the movie Soul. All right. Let's go ahead and just retain our souls, huh? I think that's the most important thing. When I moved out to LA with my friend Chris Blackerby, our goal was not to become famous. Our goal was to never sell our soul. And I remember when I moved out of LA going, mission accomplished. So I achieved my goals when I moved to LA. I retained my soul. If I thought to myself, if I can keep my soul and be famous, then great. But if I have to give up one to gain the other, then I'm not going to. Now, that's a subjective statement, I think. So I'm not going to be here and assume or say like people that are famous have sold their soul, because I don't think that's the case. I think it's a subjective thing. I think selling one soul is a subjective statement where it's going against your own internal compass, right? So. For money or for fame or something like that. So whatever your internal compass is, I think that's more important than anything, you know? So that's the cool thing about having a podcast is nobody can really tell me what to say or do here. And that's fun. And that you guys are getting the real me, which you always will. I will do everything in my power to always do that for you and for myself, you know? At the end of the day, I think that's an important deal there, right? And I wish more people in the Republican Party would think like that too. Okay, let's stay away from politics, Mike. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not hating on Republicans as a whole. In fact, I don't like to use the term independent because that is still a party. But I am not dependent on any party, and you guys know how I feel. Let's go ahead and scoot away from politics. Okay, good times. Let's go ahead and talk about other cool things. Somehow I got my parents involved in watching The Batman with me recently. My dad's a funny guy. I know what he likes and what he doesn't like. So if I'm going to watch a movie like Batman, which I know he's not going to like it because he doesn't like things that are like unrealistic, even though the Christian Bale version of Batman is realistic, if you have the resources. Nevertheless, I was like, Dad, you're not going to like this movie I'm going to watch. Let's watch something else. And then he goes, I can speak for myself, right? So you could do this reverse psychology on my dad that I'm learning if you want to do something with him by telling him, you know, let's not do that because I know you won't like it. Because now I'm learning that he always wants to go against the situation. So you can reverse psychology him into doing something. If I say, Dad, you're not going to like this, let's do something else, he'll say, no, I can speak for myself, turn it on. And then we'll end up watching it and he'll like it, right? So somehow I reverse psychologied my dad without intending to watch The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises, and he claims that he really liked the movies. In fact, we even watched some of the special features together, and it was pretty crazy. So, yeah, I guess now every time I do something, maybe I should have done that when I told him I wanted to be a comedian. Hey, Dad, I know you're not going to like this, but, he'd be like, oh, why don't you tell me what it is, and I can decide for myself. And it's okay, I'm just going to... Well, tell me, son. You know, I should be like, I'm just going to be a comedian. I can get behind that, you know. That's not what he said when I told him I wanted to be a comedian. So that's what I'm trying to say is maybe I could have reverse psychologied him into agreeing with my life choice of pursuing comedy. Even though the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? But I guess he feels that... you know, it's impossible to make I guess my dad has a lot of friends that live in LA that, pursued music their whole life. And, I guess they're struggling right now because of the pandemic, and he doesn't want to see that fate on me, you know, as an artist. So instead, the alternative is that I get to live at home for a little bit. No, I actually got a job recently, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Nevertheless, though, well, let's just talk about that then. Okay, we'll talk about the job. I'm spending so much time at home. I can't create content all day. And one of the things that I decided to do to fill my time, a.k.a. I'm broke. No, I'm not broke, but I'm not a millionaire. I decided to maybe put the feelers out there. You know what I mean? If I'm wanting to potentially buy a house here in Missouri or a farm, right? The farm where I'm going to have my act outs of the nativity scene every Christmas, then I'm going to need to get a little bit more money. So put some feelers out there, and I'm blessed and fortunate and thankful that I'm going to be able to continue working in healthcare while pursuing comedy, you know, because I was able to find the right team where we structured a deal where I'm going to be working part-time, helping provide resources to companies and teams out there that need support with their COVID practices, best practices, right? So basically, we all have jobs, so this relates to almost every single one of you. If you have a job, maybe some of you are still in school or younger or retired. I don't know. I mean, my age range is maybe 1 to 99. Who knows, right? I don't know the demographics. You tell me, guys. Email me your demographics, please. I'd like to know. Yeah, all right. Anyway, if your team is needing any resources with rapid response, COVID testing, at-home test kits, on-site trained managers to execute your COVID policy more efficiently, or if you want to see some of the best practices that our team has done, which we've done a ton of events. I just joined this company last week, but I'm really excited. So we do everything, all things COVID, to basically keep life as close to normal, or maybe that's not the right word, pre-COVID. We try to keep things as close to pre-COVID life as they were now, right? And until the vaccines kick in, then we're not able to, then we're going to be doing this essentially, right? And even beyond that, we help with living your best life, wellness, and in these things. So behavioral coaching, wellness, preventative healthcare, telehealth, all these things, right? So super on the precipice and cusp of the wave of change that's transpiring right in front of our faces. I'm in the vortex, or what do they call it? In the wave when you're surfing. I'm right in the eye of the wave on my surfboard, riding the wave of change. I remember reading a thing in college once. It said, if you're not riding the wave, then you'll find yourself beneath it. Something like that. So I'm riding the wave of change, right? And I'm able to help with the most relevant thing in the world right now, which is a huge blessing. It sounds like I'm bragging about it, and I guess it is a humble brag. I'm proud of it. I'm excited, but it's me mentioning it has the benefit of letting you know in case you're either wanting to have help or at least find out, right? You could find out, be like, Mike, I'm intrigued. I don't necessarily need help, but what in the heck do you guys have to offer? Because that sounds pretty cool. And it is pretty cool, to be honest. We've done a lot of events that you've heard of. That's all I can say, because I don't want to get into it. But there's been a lot of events that have happened last year and currently happening that we're a part of and that we've done. So I'm very honored. I'm very excited to be able to do that and not let it interfere with my pursuit of giving people the best medicine of all, which is laughter. You know what I mean? So I'm right where I need to be, right? God's got me in the palm of his hand doing the Lord's work, son. And I embrace it. And if I become famous, it's up to him, you know? Because I'm going to be retaining my soul, son. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at, you know? And I'm excited. And what else is there to say about it? Really nothing. What's going on in the comedy world, right? Right? Yes, time to mix it up again. Keep things from stagnating. Bum, bum, bang, ding, ding. If I could just kind of take my penis and smack it upon the table right now just to wake you guys up a little bit, I would. Anyway, what's going on in the comedy world? Saturday Night Live. I caught up on all the episodes of SNL. I didn't realize that the last episode that they've done that's a new episode or whatever you want to call it, it was right before Christmas. So I guess I'm on the same schedule as SNL with these podcasts without even trying, right? Hey, isn't that something? Huh? Maybe we got a little wavelength thing going here. We're on the same one, right? Right. It was pretty funny. There was one sketch really stood out to me, which was the one with what's his face? By golly. Yeah, I don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but it was funny. All right, that's all I can say. So that's my Saturday Night Live synopsis for you. I'm caught up, and I saw a funny sketch that I really liked. You guys like my breakdown? Let's move on to the next thing. Now, Beck Bennett was the guy in the sketch. It was a commercial, and it was a pre-recorded one that they threw in there where he got his wife the Lexus. And she got mad at him, and she was, like, sleeping with everybody else. And he had to borrow money to buy it. And Mikey Day comes out and starts making fun of him, saying, give me the money back. And then he's winking at his wife and all this stuff. So, yeah, I don't know why that sketch stood out to me as the funniest one that I had seen in the recent episodes. But that one tickled my fancy, and it made me chortle audibly, right? It made me giggle at a dull roar, right? So... what else is going on in the comedy world? Absolutely nothing. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are getting a divorce. That sucks. Never a good thing when I hear about a divorce, unless it's what makes the two people happier. But I guess in a way I'm not surprised after what Kanye said about their daughter whenever he was campaigning. He was saying something like he wanted to get an abortion at the time, and I don't know. Yeah, Kanye's he's a unique dude. We've talked about him a lot, but I wonder how he feels. I wonder whose decision it was. I have a feeling it was Kim-ye. I have a feeling it was Kim's decision, and yeah. Can I just say that I think Kim Kardashian looks better without seeing her bare boobs? Her nipples are too big. Is it weird that I feel that way? Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. That's weird. I don't know why I just said that. It might get me in trouble. But, yeah, it's a stream of consciousness, just a personal preference. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to see him and lick him in real life. I shouldn't say that because she's still a married woman. I do respect the sanctity of marriage, so it's not a wish that I had. It was just kind of a statement. It wasn't a wish. You got to be careful what you wish for, right? Just like in Wonder Woman, right? The movie Wonder Woman. Have you guys seen that? Wonder Woman. It's a good lesson. Good lesson. I like her. She's pretty cool. I love superheroes. Obviously Batman's one of my favorites. Superman was my favorite growing up, but I looked up, what if Catholic saints were like representative of certain superheroes. I was curious to know, right? I forget what led me to that. Maybe I stumbled across the article because I was doing research, but Joan of Arc is who Wonder Woman is. She's the Catholic saint that is like the Wonder Woman Catholic saint. And then I thought Batman. I was surprised. Batman was some dude that I had never heard of. It was like Saint Martin de Tours or whatever. Who in the heaven is that? I never even heard of him. You know, I thought it was going to be St. Michael. I was like, this is bullshit, you know? Freaking St. Martin of the Tour. It's like, who's this guy? Who's this guy, right? What? St. Martin de Tour? Superman was St. Michael. So I guess, okay, whatever, you know? It's okay, you know? Anyway, yeah. Superman's not even like, you know what I mean? Come on, you know? That's not even possible. You know, flying around and stuff. Come on, you know? Give me something that's realistic, like freaking Batman. You know, Saint Martin de Tours. You know, who is this guy? All right, what else are we gonna talk about? Yeah, Wonder Woman, beautiful woman there. I want to say something, but I feel like I shouldn't. I want to say, if we could just take Kim Kardashian's breasts and put them on Wonder Woman's... All right, yeah. I hope that doesn't get me canceled someday. I was just, you know, speaking the truth. Can you really get canceled for your own personal truth? I love them both, you know. I don't have any... You know, it's just a visual thing. It's not... It doesn't matter. It's you know, it's just a visual... it's just like a, you know... Am I digging a hole here? I apologize to myself, really. I apologize to any woman out there that's offended by me saying that. I was trying to make a statement, you know. If we could just give Kim Kardashian's breasts to Gal Gadot, you know, and just maybe make the nipples a little smaller. All right, I'm done, you know. Okay, let's go ahead and move forward. All right. How weird would it be if I like got on SNL and then... And then someone found that, and I was dating Gal Gadot at the time, and then she found out, and then we broke up because someone like pulled this podcast episode out from, you know, this is like 20 years in the future, which, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound realistic either. I'd be 54 at that time, so I don't know. Gal Gadot, beautiful woman, seems like a cool girl. I don't know her personally, but she's got a beautiful face, and Wonder Woman's pretty cool, you know. I love her. She ended World War II by herself. Like, what? Jeez. I feel like Wonder Woman and Superman are more, like, compatible than Batman and Wonder Woman. Because Wonder Woman's got, like, superhuman powers. And my brother was obsessed with the Wonder Woman, the original Wonder Woman. And my brother's gay. Remember I talked about it in my last podcast? But he loved her and he appreciated her beauty. I always thought that was fascinating. Maybe it's like the same thing because, like, I look up when I was a kid, I looked up to Superman, and obviously it was platonic. It wasn't like an attraction sexually. It was a spiritual attraction or someone that you looked up to and wanted to be like and emulate, right? So maybe that was my brother. Maybe because my brother's gay, that's why he liked Wonder Woman, because he wanted to grow up and be like her. I don't know. You know, we'll have to ask my bro. But, nevertheless, he gave us a cool Christmas present. It was a little baby Yoda, so... Oh, that's what I wanted to say to you guys. It's the new year, so may the Force be with you. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. So the Force is with me. May it be with all of us in 2021, guys. That's how I should start and end the podcast. I don't know why I just said that right in the middle. I guess it's because I didn't want to forget it. And, Gal Gadot, you know? Is that even how you pronounce it? I know one girl named Gal, and I told her, I was like, hey, did you know you have the same name as Wonder Woman, or the actress that plays Wonder Woman? And she's like, yeah. I was like, that's cool. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, do you know how to pronounce it? And I said, no, I don't. And she didn't tell me how to pronounce it, and I never asked how to pronounce it. And I feel like I should ask her, you know? Gal. I would think it's Gal, but is it Gale or something? I don't even have Alexa in my mom's office here, so I can't even ask Alexa right now. And that'd be the only way to do it without interrupting the podcast. So, yeah, that's what I've got there about the whole superhero thing. And I talked about the comedy world. No new updates, really. Two meaningless... Oh, I didn't even talk about the second bullet point, which was nothing. It was literally the fact... I was going to say that The Office, that I like that show, and it's been a great beacon of light during the pandemic. If there's one show that I've watched more, it's like mindless. You can pay attention, you can not pay attention. Either way, it's nice to have The Office on, and you can just have... There's so many episodes that you could just get lost in it and have a good time. So, I love... what's his name? Michael Scott. I like all the characters. I like all the characters except the normal one. Jim is too normal for me. You know what I mean? He's so normal that it's weird to me. Like, even though all the characters are weird, in comedy terms or UCB terms where I studied comedy, Jim is known as the straight man of the scene. It doesn't mean he's heterosexual, even though he happens to be. It's the grounded character of the show to which the weird stands out more, right? Because if everyone's weird, then it's just kind of wacky and weird. You got to have, like, some normalcy to it. So Jim's so normal that it makes me uncomfortable. I think he's the weird one in the show. But I like that guy, John. He's the one that does Good News, or he was doing those Some Good News updates for when the pandemic hit, and I thought that was awesome. I wish he would have kept that up. John, where you at with these Some Good News, SGNs, bruh? Give us SGNs. We need more of that. I mean, we're coming out of the tunnel now, so I guess we don't need... You know, we don't need you anymore, John. I'm just kidding. That's so mean. I love the guy, even though I don't know him. I love everybody, and that's a cop-out thing to say. Is that like saying all lives matter? Which is a true statement. Both statements are true. Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. And I love everybody is also a true statement. And I love Jim from The Office is also a true statement. I love black people. I love all people. I love myself. I love Chinese people. Even the people that abducted me in China, I love them and I forgive them. And I think that the main boss that abducted me, he let me go. I think it's because he knew I was a good guy. He was intrigued. He was like, I think the wheels were spinning in his mind, like, how is this guy in here? He doesn't seem like the type of dude that we normally attract. Yeah, I hope the dudes who abducted me are doing all right. But I just hope they stopped hurting other people. I hope that experience somehow triggered something good in them, you know, and that they've turned over a new leaf, and I forgive them. They can go to heaven, you know what I mean? So, yeah, what else, guys? We talked about the comedy world. Let's talk about my comedy world. There's really nothing going on other than me making a ton of content and putting it out there. You guys might want to take a gander. I lit a fart on fire, which was really cool, and I also got a cool coronavirus beak mask, so I look like a bird. I got a bird beak, and it's also a mask, so it's a double whammy. Check out the Instagram, check out Twitter, whatever, you know, check out my NFL tweet storm. My handle is the same everywhere. It's the droid, THEDROYD. Remember, it's with a Y, not an I, because I am not the droid that you're looking for. Oh my gosh, that was so clever. You know what? Slow it down, Mike. You're talking too fast. Let the listeners absorb what you're saying, all right? My bad. Okay. This feels weird. Should I pause every time I share a thought? Okay. Well, are you guys still with me? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what? It feels right, and it feels good. And, I don't know what to say other than I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are too. This is fun, huh? You guys having a fun time or what? All right, let's get naked. All right, what else do we got going on in my comedy world besides the fact that I'm giving myself a nice self-promo of my online social media, huh? I did an ugly sweater comedy show before the new year there after Christmas. What else did I do? Oh, I did a, I went down and visited my buddy Paul. We had too much fun drinking and having a merry old time that we forgot to do the podcast. So he's going to come up and do another episode in the future. But we had a great time. I did comedy for them. We had a couple people at the house there and some dogs and had some laughs. And it was cool to be able to do some comedy for the team and mix her up, right? I actually haven't done a show in 2021 yet, but I do have one coming up. It's going to be on Zoom, I'm not going to tell you guys about it because, you know, I just want to keep it mysterious. It's coming up here soon, and if you're interested, why don't you hit me up? Maybe follow me on Instagram and send me a DM, all right, if you're interested. But I do have a little performance coming up. Nothing big. Nothing too fancy. Good times. All right. What else? We haven't talked about politics much. This is great. We're really addressing everything except the elephant in the room. And you know what? That takes discipline. It's like not masturbating on Sundays, which is like a thing that I try to do. You know, call me weird. But I try not to masturbate on Sunday out of respect for the higher power. I know it sounds weird. It may sound really weird, but you know what? I'm trying to, you know, it's like sacrifice. It's like a sacrifice thing. I don't know, you know? I don't know. Is that weird that I just shared that with the world? I think it's maybe the stuff that you're... I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed about it, but like... I would say that maybe, like, if someone heard that, they're like, what? So, yeah, I try not to masturbate on Sundays just out of respect for the higher power, you know? But, yeah. So, what was that? What else were we talking about? You know what I mean? What else is going on in my world? I've been laying low for the most part, trying not to risk getting my parents sick. So, not only am I masturbating 6 days a week, but I'm also not having intercourse with women at the moment. And I'm doing it for my parents, which you could also say is part of the higher power, you know? So I'm cutting out a few things. You could call it some sort of a diet. It's a sex diet. It's because I care and I'm trying to do the right thing and, you know, self-discipline. I don't know, you know, just waiting for these vaccines to come through, son. I don't know. What will happen afterwards? Will I go on a random and wild sexcapade or will I settle down and get married? Tune in to future podcasts to find out. I really don't know the answer to the question. I don't know what will happen. But I do have good intentions. I want to do good with my life. And I don't want to ever hurt anybody or mislead or, you know, make anyone feel pressured to do something. So the intercourse that I believe that I've had has always been mutually beneficial. And those were always my intentions. And you know, both parties to not only walk away happy and satisfied, which, you know, sometimes I failed short to satisfy. You know, sometimes I fell short, but I at least tried. And, you know, if it was ever going to hurt anyone, I don't want to participate, right? If I know that the act will somehow lead to a negative future for someone or myself, then I would like to refrain from that activity, you know? So if there are any girls out there who, you know, if you were, honestly, if I've ever, this is going to sound ridiculous, and that's juicy, right? If I've ever, let a girl down and she was not satisfied through some sort of sexual act with me, I'd like to make up for that. And I don't mean that selfishly for me. I will physically, manually, with my hand or like something with my mouth, I don't know, you know, do something to make sure that that person walked away feeling happy and satisfied. In addition to that, I'd like to say that if any girl ever felt misled or shortchanged or anything where she has a bad taste in her mouth, I'm not trying to make a double joke there, but walked away feeling misled or not happy with things, I want to know so that I can make things better, apologize, do whatever I need to do. Please don't, you know, come out and hit me with something in the future if I, you know, become successful and let me know then, right? I want to make it better now, right? Like, it's not fair to me to find out 3 decades later that I wasn't satisfying for a woman or she felt negative, you know? I want to know now. I want to make it better now, you know what I mean? So I think about Wonder Woman. What would Wonder Woman do? I think Wonder Woman would let me know now and give me the chance to either make things better or at least forgive me. I don't think I've done anything, but I also understand that we all have blind spots, you know? I'd like to be aware of my blind spots if I have any so that, you know, so I can make... what am I talking about right now? What? What am I talking about, you know? I'm just kind of speaking from the heart, guys. You know, we talked about just being loose. That's what we do on these podcasts. That's maybe that's why the listeners come back. It was because I keep it real. I keep it real, you know what I mean? One thing I've learned about women in my interactions is every woman is unique, different, and beautiful in her own way. And also, I think special is going to sound too corny or cliche, but not all women like the same thing or things. Some women are repulsed by certain things that other women like. So one thing I've learned is that everyone is an individual. Everyone obviously deserves respect, which goes without saying. Man, woman, creature, human, life deserves respect, but you can't assume that one thing that one person likes another person will like, right? So you gotta get to know the likes, dislikes, boundaries, things like that. Now I'm giving advice. What am I doing? Am I turning into what's his face, Tony Robbins? I am Hitch for this one dude that lives in LA.
Irvin, shout out to you if you're listening in your car right now with the Uber passengers. Yeah, Irvin, you know, he's you know, I've taken him under my wing and, you know, giving him some advice. We went over his dating profile recently. Not to embarrass you, Irvin, if you're talking to a girl right now. Maybe you're trying to hit on a girl. Maybe you got a cute girl in your passengers. Maybe you're driving Uber right now for a cute girl and you're like trying to impress her and I'm ruining it for you. But maybe she'll like you because I'm mentioning you on my podcast and that's cool too. So you told me that. All right, let's just go ahead and stop talking there. But I'm glad to be your hitch, Irvin. I'm glad to look out for you and help out. just trying to get gals to see the true person at the core of who people are. You know what I mean? We talked about that with Moises before. And, you know, just trying to peel off that external thing so that we can get a good lens at the heart there, you know, at who the person is. And, yeah, so that's that. And, is there anything else going on in, my world? Yeah, laying low, might buy a place, said that before, nothing new. Do you guys want to talk about politics or that's pretty much all I have left to talk about. So, or not. I'm enjoying our time together. And that's what life is about. Right now, it's like the thing in the movie Soul, like that little thing that floats down from the tree, you know, that little part of the tree that comes down. I'm just looking at it, fascinated and appreciating it, you know, appreciate that I'm alive and here with you and glad for my existence. I hope you're glad for yours because I'm glad for yours because, you know what, we're all interconnected, and I learned that when I traveled the world really quickly. I realized real quick when I traveled the world that we're all one because I realized that I can be a creep anywhere. I realized that if girls can be uncomfortable by my presence in a different part of the world with different language, then you know what, we're all one. We're all interconnected. It's No, in all seriousness, I do believe that we're all connected. We're all one. So I'm excited for my existence. I'm excited for yours. I hope you're excited for both of ours as well, because we all need each other. We're all in this together, you know. And let's come together, huh? Let's give each other a hug, right? Maybe a kiss on the cheek. Maybe a wiener tap. I don't know. You know, I'll give you a friendly wiener tap. No. Not to get your hopes up if you're gay. It's a friendly heterosexual wiener tap. It's a wiener tap of platonic love, right? So anyway, I hope you guys are having a good one. Have a great week. Hopefully nothing crazy bad happens this week. I'll be working on helping people with getting assistance on their COVID response and managing things for any COVID outbreaks in the office there for anyone. So. That's what I'll be doing, as well as writing jokes and creating humor and watching the news and hoping that nothing crazy happens, and maybe getting a couple exercises in. And I guess now's a good time to say I am one with the Force and the Force is with me, and may the Force be with you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. By the way, am I the only one who's horny?